L'ilui nishmas Abba Mori, zichrono livracha. We're up to the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Birchos HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch begins, Birchos HaTorah tzayuch yizar b'ama od. One should be very careful with Birchos HaTorah. So first of all, on a technical level, there's a discussion whether Birchos HaTorah are d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Shagas Aryeh that he assumes that it's d'oraisa. And therefore, if you have a suffake, you would say Birchos HaTorah. However, the Shagas Aryeh concludes, and this is the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that you would only say the bracha b'asher bachar banu. In the Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Yud Aleph, that asher bachar banu is the me'ula sheva brachos, the most important, the best of the brachos. And based on that, and there's more discussion, the psak is, if you have a suffolk, whether you say Birchos HaTorah, you would say asher bachar banu. Now, halacha l'maisa, this won't happen too often, because if you have a suffolk, whether you said Birchos HaTorah, the best thing is to have somebody else say it for you. Or, we'll get to this later, Bezat Hashem, in a few days, you'll have in mind by Abba Rabba that it counts for Birchos HaTorah. But let's say it's early in the morning, you're learning before davening, and you're by yourself, and you really have a suffolk whether you said Birchos HaTorah, so you would say the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu. That is the halacha. That is the halacha l'maisa. Oh. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Ma'od, you have to be very careful with Birchos HaTorah. And he says, V'yivarech osa b'simcha gedola. Whoa. Say the bracha with a lot of simcha. The Torah is the greatest gift ever given. Period. And we should be so happy we have the Torah and we're able to learn Torah. And then the Mishnah Berurah continues, quotes the famous Chazal, that Bnei Yisrael were punished because they didn't say Birchos HaTorah properly before learning. What's the idea? What's the problem with not saying Birchos HaTorah? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, this is what some of the Rishonim say, that they would learn Torah, but they would learn Torah not for the sake of learning Torah, but rather like other chachmos, like another second point. You learn Chinese, you learn history, you learn physics, you learn Torah. That's how they approached it. And the Torah wasn't chashuva b'einayim. The Torah wasn't special and chashuv, important in their eyes. And therefore, the Torah didn't protect the Jewish people, and Eretz Yisrael was destroyed. Well, so therefore, we have to be very careful, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'litein hoda al shabachar banu v'nasan lanu chem daso. Hashem's most special, precious item he gave to us, and that's what we have to have in mind when we say Birchos HaTorah. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Chazal that if someone who's not careful with Birchos HaTorah, then he's chas v'shalom, not zocha, to have a ben Talmud chacham. So we have to be very, very careful with Birchos HaTorah and recognize it's the greatest gift that Hashem ever gave us. Hashem ever gave anyone to anything. It's the greatest gift. And have a lot of kavana b'simcha when we say Birchos HaTorah. Now, in Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you think about Torah, you don't say a bracha. Why? Because here where is Lav Kedibur Dami, and you have to have a Maisa to say Birchos HaTorah, and therefore there's no Birchos Torah on just thinking Torah. Based on this, the Mishnah Berurah says if you're learning and you're only thinking, and you said Birchos HaTorah first, then you should say some Torah out loud, Befeh, Achar HaBracha. Now, that's if you don't say the Psukei Birchas Kohanim and Okai Neshama and Eilu Dvarim that we say. In other words, you say Birchas HaTorah, let's say you're learning on Shabbos morning before going to Shul. So you say Birchas HaTorah. So you shouldn't just learn by thinking. Because of this psak of the Shulchan Aruch, you should say some words of Torah after the bracha to make sure that you were Yotzei Birchos HaTorah. Some people say Birchos HaTorah, they always say the Psukim of the Kohanim, and then they're Yotzei with that. But if you don't say that, then the Mishnah Berurah says, this is important to remember, because people learn on Shabbos before they go to Shul, you should say some of the words, L'hotzi k'sas divrei Torah b'feh achar ha-bracha. Oh, the Shulchan Aruch says, similarly, you can paskin a shayla. Someone asks you a shayla, you're a rav, you just give a psak without giving a reason, just a straightforward psak. you're allowed to do that before saying Birchos HaTorah. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes that very famously the Gra argues on this Shulchan Aruch, and the Gra says that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Hagisa b'yomam v'layla. Higayon implies thought, that even though you're not talking, but the mitzvah of Talmud Torah you get when you think about Torah. And therefore the Gra says you should say Birchos HaTorah even before thinking Torah. And it's proper to be machmir for the Gra. But I remember once, many years ago, I was talking to Rav Schechter Shlita, and I somehow, in the conversation, I asked him, when does he say Birchos HaTorah in the morning? And he says, well, of course you say Birchos HaTorah in your pajamas in the morning, because when you walk to shul, you think about Torah. So that's what Rav Schechter said. And so this is the psak of the Gra. Seems that halacha l'maisa, people try to be machmir for the Gra, that if you plan on just thinking Torah, you should say Birchos Torah first, but you should be machmir what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hey, that don't just think, say a few words of Torah just to make sure that the bracha is chal on the words that you're actually saying as well. It's interesting that the Shari Tshuva says in Sif Katan Beis, and the post can quote the Shari Tshuva, that everyone agrees that listening to Torah, you have to say a bracha because of Shomea Ka'ona, and that's more than hear word. Oh, so if someone's about to tell you a Dvar Torah, you say, 1 second, I didn't say Brachas Torah yet. You would say Brachas Torah before listening to their words of Torah. So that is Seif Gimel. That is Seif Dal. Now in Seif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you write Divrei Torah, even if you're not reading them, you have to say Brachas Torah. So in the world of the Shulchan Aruch, writing is more than thinking. What's the idea? Why is that? So some say, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, because writing is a maisa, and the brachas chal on the action of writing Torah, which is more than just thinking it. Oh. Others say, the Mishnah Berurah says, that when you write Torah, often you're saying it over as you write it. So basically you will be saying some words of Torah as you're writing it. Rav Nevensal quotes from some of the Achronim that why is writing better? Because you have to have learning that's ra'ui lilame, that you can say over to somebody else. So if you're just thinking Torah, that's not enough. Now saying it obviously is. And writing it, since it can be taught to somebody else through the writing, that also counts as being able to say a bracha on that as well. So even though the Shulchan Aruch says thinking, you don't say a bracha on writing. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that halacha l'maisa, the Achronim are machmir, that you shouldn't just rely on writing, and if a person is about to write words of Torah, then he should say the Birchos HaTorah, and either say the Psukim of Birchos Kohanim and Eilu Dvarim like we normally say, or say some words of Torah first. Yotzi b'fiv ksas tevos, like we saw the Mishnah Berurah says also. Stam by thinking Divrei Torah as well. Oh, so that's the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel and Dalet. In Sif Beis, Shulchan Aruch says we say Birchos HaTorah on all types of learning, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Medrash, and that's our practice, that any type of Torah you're going to learn, you say Birchos HaTorah. We know the Sefer HaChinuch tells us that Achreya that the thoughts are drawn after the actions. And similarly, the Mesillas Yesharim says, Hachitzonios mereres es apnimius. That means your outward actions stirs up your thoughts on the inside as well, and your emotions. So when the Mishnah Berurah says to say the bracha besimcha gedola, it's a really good idea. We should stop before Birchos HaTorah and really smile, be happy when we say the brachos. That will cause us to appreciate the Torah even more. The Cholvos HaLubavos says that the Torah is the greatest gift ever given, period.